Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic taking you through this Tuesday morning. We're pleased to bring our good friend Teresa Walker from the Associated Press to the show now. Teresa, what's going on? How's everything going in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm in good shape on lockdown. Essentially, I was going to be on vacation this week regardless. I try to take a week in March to, you know, get ready for April postseason and draft. And so I'm on a staycation this week and next, you know, just trying to heal up. Because if anybody heard me a week ago, I was the person that Ryan Tannehill asked on that conference call, do you have coronavirus? Because I sounded that bad.
Well, he actually said, do you have the corona? And I'm like, now, that could get confused for something. But I thought it was interesting that Tannehill already had, like, his little nickname for it.
Well, I'll say this. When I hear corona, I'm sorry. It just makes me want a beer. I'm sorry.
We could all use one.
I'm the same way. We could all use probably several. Teresa, we've been talking this week about the Olympics, and we kind of knew it was a foregone conclusion at some point that they were going to have to be moved and have to be postponed. Now that they've officially made that decision to postpone and move the Olympics from Tokyo to 2020, from 2020 to 2021, what's your reaction to that news as we continue to be affected by the impacts of the coronavirus around the world?
I honestly was just expecting it. I mean, it was a matter of time. And it's scary to think that, because look at what we've gone through in the last 2 weeks alone. 2 weeks ago, Joe and I, we were all preparing for the SEC tournament. And, you know, look how quickly things have changed in just 2 weeks. It's kind of astounding. Each day has brought yet another cancellation. There's still some things that are scheduled for this summer that, you know, we've heard nothing about. Wimbledon, British Open, but, you know, when the Olympics, you know, which wasn't due to start until July 24th, I was due to fly over July 22nd, you know, because that's a long airplane ride, I'm just saying. It just feels like it's a fait accompli. And guys, I know nobody wants to think about it, but the things that are next are going to be the start of high school, college, NFL football. And, you know, and it just seems like even that may end up being an inevitability at some point.
Yeah, and you may be right. It's just, this is again where I'm like, I have to check myself sometimes and think, man, like, we've basically been doing what we're doing for, 10 days now? You know, like,
it's not that long.
Yeah, it feels so, so much longer. And of course, we can't help but look ahead. I guess I'm trying to, you know, remain an optimist and hope that, you know, that in a few weeks from now, it'll say, okay, this actually has worked. We've taken some burden off of our, you know, our hospitals, which again is still the thing that I think some people are missing. It's, you know, you can talk about death rate and all this stuff, but, you know, what are you doing to your health system if you, you know, if we're allowing this virus to spread and to multiply? You know, and then if you do that to your health system, what does that do for people who have other ailments? I mean, there's a huge chain reaction here we're trying to avoid. But I still feel like, Teresa, if we are doing it well, if we do it well in a few weeks, maybe, hopefully, we could get some news that, yeah, maybe by, you know, whatever, pick your date, August something, you could have some sort of normalcy return to society. But I don't know, maybe I am being a little sunshiny on that.
Joe, I wish I could be enjoying that thought process, but I've been reading a lot of experts who, you know, here's the thing, you know, we're trying to flatten the curve. Well, if everything comes back out at once, what do we risk again? The same potential risk of overwhelming our hospitals. And, you know, we've got health professionals in, you know, New York, Seattle, and in some areas that have been hit so hard that, you know, supply chain hasn't caught up. So, you know, I'm probably being a little bit more cynical and pessimistic just because of some of the reading I've done, and I hope I'm wrong. I do. But until there's a vaccine or an actual treatment that they can use to mitigate what this virus does to people, I just don't know. But then again, I live with my mother, who's about to be 75. My husband has asthma. And while he's incredibly healthy, you know, trust me, there's times when he's had issues breathing. So, you know, this is, I know too many people that would be directly and immediately impacted. And I'm just trying to choose and err on the side of caution as much as possible.
Teresa Walker from the Associated Press on the line with us. And Teresa, let's just assume for the sake of this discussion that the NBA is eventually able to return and pick up their season, regardless of when that date may be, July, August, whenever they decide to do this and maybe are able to do this. How would you go about returning to the season if you're the NBA? Do you jump straight into the playoffs? Is there like a way that you do a play-in system with the playoff races in the Western and Eastern Conference? Do you abbreviate the playoffs? Like, how would you go about doing it if you're the NBA?
Well, here's the thing. With what we've got postponed and canceled at this point in American sports, it just seems like it's going to be tough to finish off the season without rushing through it. And one of the things we heard from the NBA players is, you know, how much they hate, you know, 4 games in 5 nights and those kind of things. You know, maybe it is just, you know, give them, you know, try to do a shortened version of the end of the season, because these guys are going to have to get back into shape as well. You know, maybe you do shorten the first round from 7 games. You know, remember back in the day, it used to be 5, and yeah, it hadn't been that long that it has been 7 games. So, you know, maybe you shorten the round of the playoffs, but, you know, we're still going to have to get to a point where they can even do that. But, maybe just dive straight into them and shorten a couple of rounds. I mean, you know, Grizzly fans would be happy with that because they're the 8th seed and they'd be in. So, you know, although they were the team that had one of the roughest finishing stretches in the Western Conference. So, you know, New Orleans might not be happy with that. So, but to salvage something of this season, then that may be the way to go.
So, Teresa, I've got to give you props. You called, I think, really from even late last season, but certainly early in the offseason, Jack Conklin not coming back. I think you've said the same about Logan Ryan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But, yeah, where do you think things go from here? What do you think about what the Titans have done so far? And do you think that Jadeveon Clowney is a worthwhile pursuit at this point?
Well, I like what the Titans have done. I mean, they've kept Ryan Tannehill. They tagged Derrick Henry. And, you know, guess what? You know, TV contracts get done. You know, as long as you keep your lines of communication with Derrick Henry open, you know, and leave that chance of once the new money comes in, do a deal at that point. You know, there's ways to massage Derrick Henry and keep him happy, even though you've used the tag on him. Would like to, you know, maybe I like the idea of Jadeveon Clowney. $20 million a year? No. $17 million a year? Probably not. This is a guy who has played 16 games in his career in a season once. So, you know, that price tag seems to be coming down. Why? Because no one else has signed him yet. And that number is going to keep coming down. Kind of the same for Logan Ryan. If you could get Logan Ryan back, you know, Ian Rappaport tweeted last week that Ryan was wanting $10 million a year. Well, the longer these guys stay available, that means people are not meeting that number. So that gives the Titans chances to maybe be in on getting either or both of those guys. But, you know, I do like the idea of Jadeveon Clowney, because otherwise, why did you trade away Jarrell Casey? If was it only to create cap space? Cap space doesn't mean much unless you actually use it. So somebody's going to have to be signed to bring into this defense. And it does seem like it's defense at this point because of the needs that are there. You know, Vic Beasley Jr. is nice, but more outside pass rush is a good thing. And, you know, Clowney is a guy who can help defend the run. He's good at that. Almost maybe, you know, you're going to get double teams with him on the line. But, again, his health is an issue. And here's another delaying factor. The fact that they're kind of clamping down on, you know, physicals at this point is going, you know, with the NFL and trying to deal with the whole coronavirus situation, that's another complicating factor. So be patient, Titan fans. But I like what they've done. Jack Conklin, there's just not enough money to go around. And when you look at the deal he got from the Browns, that's a lot of money. And would you rather have Jack Conklin back or would you rather have Derrick Henry back? And that's kind of the choice that they were looking at. And I think everyone is happy at Derrick Henry being here. And again, that offensive line, Taylor Lewan, Roger Saffold, Ben Jones, that's a highly paid offensive line. You have to pick and choose and save some money at some place. And right tackle is going to be it, even with the deal that they did with Dennis Kelly. You know, they got Dennis Kelly for just a little bit more for 3 years than what Jack Conklin's getting from the Browns for a year.
Teresa, last thing for you here. Let's just assume for the sake of this discussion, the Titans aren't able to come to a deal with Jadeveon Clowney. The money is just too much and they're not able to do it. Well, then I think if you're John Robinson, you've got an interesting decision to make in the draft. You're 29th overall. You've just lost Jack Conklin at the tackle position, the pass rush position. I guess you feel okay about with bringing Vic Beasley in. Maybe you add another guy to that fold as well, but that's still an option on the table. I think regardless of whether or not Logan Ryan comes back, you're probably going to have to draft a cornerback at some point. So what would you do if you're John Robinson and the Titans? You're not able to sign Jadeveon Clowney, and you've got that 29th overall draft position in the first round. How would you handle that?
I'm still thinking outside pass rush help, because as much as, you know, I've seen some of these mock drafts, and yeah, the idea of a Dobbins or DeAndre Swift, you know, there as a running back to team with Derrick Henry is a nice idea. But at that point, you're still going to have to address a need, and pass rush will be a need at that point.
Teresa Walker from the Associated Press has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Teresa, thanks so much for taking the time to come on with us, and stay safe.
Thank you, Joe and Robbie, and have a great day.
You too.
You too, Teresa.
Joe, when we come back, we're going to get back into the Olympics being postponed. What do we make of that decision, and what do we make of what that means for the future of perhaps the NFL and football once fall comes around? That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rextrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.